Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Hope you're having a fantastic week. All right, if you've listened to the show much, you know one of my pet peeves, something I harp on regularly, is making sure you understand how your advisor gets paid, because always you can trace a straight line from the way the compensation is given to any financial person and the type of advice they are giving you. All right, it would be wonderful in a theoretical perfect world if we could divorce the two. If it could be no matter how someone got paid, they would always give you advice that was in your best interest, that was objective, that was seeking to help you move forward. But that's just not reality. And so another massive example of this just popped out last week with one of the largest investment firms in the country. So you need to hear this, whether you invest with these people, in this case Merrill Lynch, or you do everything entirely on your own. This is an important lesson for when you inevitably work with financial people, understanding the way they are paid. If you have any questions about that, certainly if you're currently working with someone and you don't know how they're paid and you want to dig deeper into that, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Again, mylifeismore.com, and enjoy the show. Merrill Lynch, one of the largest investment firms in the country. I'm going to pick on Merrill Lynch. We could pick on any number of firms here, but theirs just happens to be front of mind right now because they announced this week they are moving back to charging commissions on retirement accounts. Now, I got to give you some context to make sense of this, okay? 2 years ago, the Department of Labor it was 2 years ago and even beyond that. But under President Obama, right before Trump came in, the Department of Labor was beginning to push strongly for this idea called the fiduciary rule. Now, fiduciary sounds to you like a foreign word. It just means that if someone is a fiduciary, whether it's in the real estate world, in the investment world, there's a lot of different places for this, they are required by law to act in your best interest. So it's a layer of protection. And in the investment world, it's an actual licensing that you get to become a fiduciary. Not everyone who is licensed to invest your money is a fiduciary. In fact, only 8% of companies, listen to this, only 8% of investment companies out there, only 8% of investment advisors are fiduciary-only advisors. Our firm, the firm I have, is one of those 8%. Most firms are not. Most firms, you might be a fiduciary, but at the same time, you can also be licensed under what's called a suitability standard. That is night and day different. I mean, literally, it's night and day different. And so some firms have only suitability standards, and I'll explain that in a minute. Some firms are joint. They have both fiduciary and suitability standards. And then some firms, 8%, are fiduciary only. Let me tell you why this matters. Let's get cut beneath the language here, okay? It matters because if you are a suitability licensed advisor, you do not have to act in the client's best interest. Literally, if you're in a court of law and they said, why did you pick this investment for them? All you have to be able to prove is that it was suitable for them. And friends, suitable is a wide definition. So I use this example with clients and they laugh, but it's actually true. Literally, when you're talking with an advisor that's suitability only and they're discussing products with you and you assume, because it's kind of a basic human assumption, oh, they're telling me what's best for me, right? They might be thinking entirely on, well, this product is a higher commission and if I sell enough of it, I get a trip to Maui. And I'm not joking about that. That's the norm in the industry. I get a better commission and I get a reward trip. That's what's being pushed by my company. So that's what I'm going to present to this person, even if it's not at all the best thing, because it's still, quote unquote, suitable for them. It's a sickness in our industry. It's a sickness in our industry. So the Department of Labor came along a few years ago and said, we're going to raise the overall standard. It's called the fiduciary rule. We want to make everyone who's dealing with retirement accounts, at least, accountable to the best interest standard. It's in the best interest of our clients. Now, there were problems with the way they structured it because it's the federal government, friends. Have you ever been to get a driver's license before? Was that the most efficient experience of your life, getting your driver's license? Probably not. Okay, our government is unbelievably skilled at making things that should be straightforward incredibly problematic. Okay, so yes, there were problems with the fiduciary rule, but the concept beneath the fiduciary rule was rock solid, and that's that there needs to be a level of accountability on people that claim to be advisors, that they're actually working in a client's best interest. Because it really, really matters, okay? Well, the insurance world and the suitability world pushed really hard back on this. Why? Because they were going to lose a ton of money. It totally makes sense why they pushed back on this. They didn't want to lose all the money from commissions, okay, that they were getting. So they pushed hard. Well, in the midst of all this, there's your context. Merrill Lynch comes along 2 years ago. They see the writing on the wall. They see the Department of Labor is moving towards this fiduciary rule. And they say, let's just jump in front of it. And let's go ahead and run with it. So they had some of their advisors already worked in a fiduciary fee-based only world, but a ton of their advisors were also paid commissions, which is suitability, okay? So they would literally sell products, whether it's investment products, insurance products, and receive commissions for those on the suitability side. So they said, we're going to move all of our retirement accounts away from commission-based sales, the suitability world. We're going to move them all to the fiduciary world, kind of in advance of this Department of Labor ruling. And then they put out this massive ad campaign about it. Let me quote from the ad campaign. Quote, "We are committed to your best interests, not the status quo." So this kind of, you know, city on a hill, virtue signal of, you know, we are here for you. Even though the rule hasn't been put in place officially yet, we are no longer going to fight it. We are embracing it because we believe in it. That was the essence of the ad campaign. I remember it well. All right. This week, Merrill Lynch announced actually they're reintroducing those commissions to retirement accounts. Why is it? Because the fiduciary rule stalled out. President Trump came in, there was a huge lobby pushing against it, and he said, hey, we need to rethink this. And again, there were some things to rethink, but it stalled out, it was not implemented, and so suddenly, shockingly, Merrill Lynch says, you know, actually, we're going to go back to that, the status quo that we said we are committed to not keeping, we're going to go back. Okay, friends, please hear this. Please remember this. God bless America. We believe in capitalism. We believe in profit. Those are good things. I could sit with you and show you my plan for my business, for our firm, how we choose and plan to be profitable over time. I am all about success. Okay? But the dangerous side of this system that I love is that being profit-driven, it allows for things that are really unhealthy. And it should be no surprise to anyone that this company with an ad campaign saying, hey, we're moving towards what's best for people, this is all we care about, would, when they don't have to, because the whole move towards the fiduciary rule stalled out, they suddenly pull back and now it's not important anymore. Now we're going to just verge back into those commission-based sales. You have to. Unfortunately, it is on you. It is on you when you sit down with a financial advisor to be sure you understand the standard they are being held to. Are they a fiduciary? Are they under a suitability standard? Or are they in that weird Frankenstein hybrid place where they could be either one? That's even more scary sometimes, okay? You need to know that. Because I have seen really good people, advisors that as people I respect, I know them, I know their families, they're good people, under the suitability standard, make decisions influenced by the commissions they'd receive, the reward trips they're going to get, the bonuses they're pushing for. Those influence the decisions they make. They're going to influence them. You need to know the degree to which that influence is impacting your future. So I know I harp on this, but just another example. It's out there and it's never told to you up front. Most people don't. If you don't know about this with your advisor, make sure you have that conversation. Look into their eyes and make them tell you the truth about the way that they are paid and the standard they are held to. This is why in our first meeting, I sit down and I lay out for people exactly how we're paid, exactly the standards we're held to. So there is zero ambiguity up front what this looks like. But again, that's only 8% of companies. So make sure you understand that because it's your future and it's your money. All right. If you don't know, if you have that, again, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. If that's the kind of standard you're looking for, again, we'll sit down and have a conversation and tell you upfront everything about how we operate because it's critical. It's critical that you know this.